two words, blowout earnings. That's the tenor on Wall Street today. We'll have details. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 26th of April. Thanks for clicking through. Ford Motor Company announced they will shortly sell only two car models in the United States. The rest of the vehicles? We'll tell you. Soda wars are back. So too is Wells Fargo. We'll share what we know. You will hear about it first. Right now, during the Business News Hour, a new restaurant and cafe is headed to Earlham, just west of Des Moines. It's all first class, and it's all brand new news today. Guests today include Danny Homan from AFSCME, District 61. We're talking about recertification votes, and then after the markets, we're switching things up, and Jeff Pitts from Cityview joins us on the Business News Hour. It's all coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
The business journals have information that can help your small to mid-sized business with useful and timely information. The best news? It's mailed free of charge each month to 5 Western and Northwestern suburban communities. Learn about business law, tax tips, human resources, and much more in the pages of the business journal. And if you want to reach small businesses, this may be the answer for your marketing. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, for business. Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
And welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB. Underscore News Hour. A Ford Motor Company will shed most of its car lineup as the company seeks to become more lean, responsive to the marketplace, and focus on what are winners for the car company, and that is, yeah, you guessed it, trucks. The changes include getting rid of all cars in the region during the next 4 years, except for the Mustang and a compact Focus crossover vehicle. The decision is due to declining demand and profitability. And that means Ford will no longer sell the Fusion midsize car, the Taurus large car, C-Max hybrid compact, and Fiesta subcompact in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Say goodbye to cars. As for the business and investors, Ford promises to raise its operating profit from 5.2% to 8% by 2020. That's 2 years earlier than a previous forecast. But, and this is big, but if fuel prices continue to move upward, might Ford be betting too much on vehicles that use more fuel? You know, we learn from the past sometimes. We've been here before. In a related story, it looks like General Motors might also head down the fewer car road. GM still makes quite a few cars for now. Chevrolet alone will sell somewhere near 12 different models if you count Corvette. Although there have been rumors and the news that it will cut or end production of at least some of those cars. This is shaping up to be like America without cars. Could that possibly be true? Stay tuned. Coke versus Pepsi. It's the biggest soda rivalry in history, and it's heating up yet again. The American companies have jostled for consumer attention with pointed ads over the past decade. Commercials in the peak of the era went so far as to feature taste tests pitting the drinks against each other. In more recent years, the battlefield has shifted. as Americans started to move away from soda in favor of other kinds of drinks, Coca-Cola and PepsiCo expanded their portfolios of beverages, putting less emphasis on their core brands. Consumption of carbonated soft drinks fell to a 31-year low in the United States back in 2016. That's according to Beverage Digest. And PepsiCo is increasingly relying on a different category altogether to move their profit picture upward. And what is that? Snacks. Still, the company's namesake cola brands remain vital, and the question is, for how long? Well, today, the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. Labor Department is reportedly looking into Wells Fargo's 401k practices and whether the bank is pushing its customers into more expensive plans. A day that ends in Y, we have a Wells Fargo story. Amazing, huh? People with knowledge of the situation say that the department reportedly launched a probe into whether the bank is encouraging people to change from lower-cost 401k plans to more costly individual retirement accounts. This would mark the latest regulatory headache for the San Francisco-based bank. Last week, Wells Fargo, as you remember, agreed to pay a $1 billion fine over misconduct in its mortgage lending and auto business. Shares of the bank fell by more than 1.1% today and are down by more than 13% for the year. Well, Siemens says it plans to rehire more than 100 laid-off workers at its Fort Madison plant to make electrical turbine blades for a proposed Kansas wind farm. The Hawkeye reports that the company said the workers will be working full-time because of the increased production demands. Back in January, Siemens laid off about 195 employees in Fort Madison, leaving roughly 330 still on the payroll. Big news in the world of Metro restaurants, kids. Get this. Today we learned that a new eating establishment is coming to the small town of Earlham, just 23 miles west of Des Moines. The project, according to Chef David Baruthio of Baru 66 and Saison Kitchen and Pub, is a $2.5 million renovation of an historic building spearheaded by the Krauss family.
So we're very excited to announce that we are opening a cafe and a bistro in Earlham at the Breaker Price Block building.
This is going to be a restaurant and a coffee shop. Tell us about the building and where all this got started.
Well, it all got started with Sharon Krauss, who is involved in the restoration of this historical building, and they did a fantastic job. Sharon Krauss has her farm in that community, the De La Torre, so she's very much involved in the local scenery over there, and they started that project on restoring that. They did a fantastic job. It's a non-profit. There is also, they raised a lot of money to be able to do that, and the place looks absolutely stunning. And then they approached us to see if we were interested to somehow collaborate over there. So we looked into it, and we saw an opportunity in a small town. Say, everybody goes and eat in Des Moines, and it's only 23 minutes from Des Moines, and we thought, Let's do something in a smaller town.
And that's a part of the community or part of the greater Des Moines metro that tends to be expanding in that direction. So congratulations. Thank you. What are you calling the restaurant?
So we have a cafe every day that is going to be open in the morning, serving coffee, paninis, lunch, pizza, to go, like in a very casual atmosphere. And that's going to be Saison Cafe. And then on the other side, I'm very excited about, we have a wine bar, beer bar, bistro called The Hare and the Hounds.
The Hare and the Hounds.
Right.
Appropriate for that community. There's a very well-known establishment, a horse stable, that's in Earlham, and I'm sure some of those folks would be very interested in this.
Yeah, I think, the idea is, to come up with something countryside, and The Hare and the Hound is also a fable from La Fontaine, right? It's a kind of a little story, and I grew up in my childhood, and it's always difficult to name a restaurant, but we are in the countryside, so we'll have a couple TVs there. We'll have a small menu that is going to be changing, focus on saison cuisine, and also on local produce during the good time of the year. So we're very excited. And something else to add on, we will be growing in Earlham and on some farm our own vegetables locally and herbs. So we're very excited.
Exciting news. You heard it first here on the Business News Hour, a brand new facility going up in Earlham. We understand the construction is mostly done, completed, and the new restaurant and cafe is going to be blossoming under the tutelage of Chef David Baruthio. And you also have a teaching kitchen there, yes?
Correct. There is, so upstairs there's an events facility that can be rented for conference, weddings, anything you want to do for entertain yourself. And there's a culinary studio, like cooking classes, very high tech will be organized there. I can provide those cooking classes myself, but they are open to anybody. That's the beauty of it. So it's really, it's going to be the heart of a new community. And we do have an announcement date. We will be doing a soft opening party on May 25th.
Well, congratulations, Chef.
Good to
hear it.
Thank you, sir.
Exciting, no? And you heard it first here on the Business News Hour. Coming up next, a conversation with Danny Homan from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees about the union and what he says is an outright attempt by the GOP-controlled legislature to break the union over new rules regarding certification. Danny Homan next, here on the Business News Hour.